Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Madluck. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Stan Pappy. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Wayne Twichell. And now, play ball. Bill Madluck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madluck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. There goes Madluck. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields the ball and throws to second. Pappy drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Pappy. Madluck scores. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to third. Clark moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco bunts towards the mound. Twichell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Bill Madluck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madluck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madluck hits a line drive to left field. Cromartie throws towards third. Parrish fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parrish. Sadek moves to third. Madluck moves to second. Dan Schatzetter now pitching. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sadek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Cromartie moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sadek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sadek takes first base on ball 4. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 0 in the game. Montefusco bunts towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Madlock is walked intentionally. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sadek scores. Madlock moves to second. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sadek is walked intentionally. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-0 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Dan Schatzetter. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Dews now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sadek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. LeMaster moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Bill Atkinson now pitching. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-1 in the game. Montefusco bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and has LeMaster trapped. There's the throw to Pappy who tags LeMaster for the out. Sadek moves to second. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cash fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sadek moves to third. 2 outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser pinch hits for Bill Atkinson. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McCovey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappy strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sadek hits a fly ball towards center. Dawson catches it and throws to first to double up LeMaster. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Tony Perez. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 5, Expos, 5. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Vic Harris now playing shortstop. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing left field. Warren Cromartie now playing first base. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter scoops up the ball and tags Madlock for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mahias. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Mahias throws the ball into Pappy, who relays the ball to Carter, who tags Evans, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-5, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-4 in the game. Pappy takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Skip James now playing first base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cash moves to third. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.